bag, you're out there somewhere. All right, so when I think of moments that are memorable in my life, they kind of fit into three categories. One, they stirred some deep emotion. Two, it made me shift my perspective in some way. Or three, they left some physical or mental scar. And this story encompasses all three. So when I was about a junior in high school, my parents and I took a job working at the base of the Sierra Nevada mountains at a pack station. And on the way to the pack station, we would pass these giant domes of granite. And the summer before, I had been introduced to rock climbing. And I had just kind of fallen in love with the passion, or the challenge, I guess, and the grace that it required. And so on one of our resupply trips back up, I asked my mom if we could just pull over, and I just wanted to check out the base of this rock. And it was really distinct because it had two scars just running down the face of this thing. And it looked like a railroad track had just come down this the face. And so she's like, yeah, we have about 30 minutes. Sure, go ahead, we'll check it out, be careful. I'm just gonna read my book at the shade of the tree and go check it out. So I was like, perfect. I scrambled up this scree field to the base of just this leviathan of a rock. You guys, it was like, picture two football fields stacked on top of each other in a curve of a dome. So, I mean, this thing was just, you know, huge. I couldn't even see the top of the base. So I was checking out the handholds, kind of looking at where the potential climb might have gone, and I noticed this ledge up and to my right, and I thought, if I could just climb up to that section, I bet I could see the climb a little bit better. So I did. I scrambled up there, and I was kind of checking out the handholds, you know, looking to see where I think the climb might go. And about that time, my mom yelled that it was time to go. And I was like, all right. So I turned around, and I looked at what I had just scrambled up, and I realized I was not going to be able to climb down what I had just come up. So I yelled down to my mom, who could no longer see me because of the curvature of the rock, and I was like, I kind of got myself in a little bit of a pickle, Mom, but I'm going to find a different route off of the rock. And so a short silence ensued, and that was followed by just four words, and it was, please be very careful. And it's funny how parents can infuse so much meaning into just a few short words, because in that short sentence, I heard, I love you, you've got this, I'm praying for you, and there's a healthy sprinkling of, if you get out of this situation alive, you're going to be grounded for life. So it got settled. I turned back around, and I was analyzing the rock and trying to figure out how I was going to get out of the situation. And I thought there was a slight bulge, and I thought if I could just get over that bulge, it looked like I could maybe traverse over and maybe down climb and get my feet on solid ground again. So that's what I did. I climbed up. I was able to get over that bulge, and unfortunately, there were no handholds going off to the right. And so I made the mistake of like just turning around, and I realized the severity of the situation I was now in. I was about a football field, 300 feet off the ground. I had no climbing shoes on, I had no rope, and I had another football field to go above me. So I don't know what fear feels like for you guys, but for me, it starts in the pit of my stomach, and then it starts to radiate out into my limbs. Well, kind of like I'm feeling actually right now. My hands get all shaky, and my brain gets fuzzy, and I don't make very wise decisions when I'm feeling that. And so I recognize that this was starting to take hold on me. But at the same time, I think my mom's prayers were making their way up to me as well, because kind of just waiting off to the side was this calm clarity. And I realized in that moment, if I give in to this fear, I most likely was not going to make it off this rock alive. And so I shifted my perspective, and I allowed that calm clarity to kind of enter in, and just focused on what was right in front of me. So I just took it one handhold at a time, and continued up the rock. So about a half hour, 45 minutes later, I found myself topped up at the top of this dome. And so I took a moment and I took in this incredible view, appreciated the fact that I was still alive, and then that fear was back. But this time it was with the knowledge I had to go face my mom. So luckily the backside was an easy down climb. I scrambled down that, I came around the scree field, and to my great surprise, it wasn't my mom standing there any longer, but my dad. So that same menagerie of kind of message and meaning that my mom portrayed in her words was kind of painted on my dad's face. And I wasn't sure if I should go to him or if I should hold back. I wasn't quite sure how this was going to go. But, he just opened his arms, and I went into those arms, shaking, tears streaming down my face. And all he actually said was, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm okay." And so he just gently kissed my forehead. And then he said, "Don't you ever do that to us again." So to bring this story just full circle, you know, I definitely felt that whole range of emotion, obviously, on that rock. It definitely left a mental scar. But I think more than anything else, it just allowed me to, when fear kind of grips you and takes hold, if you can just shift your perspective and allow that calm clarity that's always there and ever present, it's more powerful than fear can ever be. So, thanks.